You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah! Yes, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an hour of praying, an hour of worshiping, an hour where we are praising, an hour where we are giving ourselves, presenting ourselves unto God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Amen. That we be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and it's time to pray. Amen. It's time to pray. It's time to cast the cares. It's time. This is the time we are laying down every worry, every concern, every care, every desire, every issue. We're laying it down at the feet of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. We already know what we're doing, so let's do it. Hallelujah. Let's turn down. Amen. Wherever we are, let's just try to fix ourselves to this moment. Like, this moment is given to us by the Lord. I believe that He presented this opportunity to get before Him, to come before Him yet again. Amen. To be in His presence, and Him in our presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's quiet our minds to the best of our ability. Let's fix our hearts towards Him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give Him a hallelujah. It's the highest praise. It's the highest praise that we can give unto Him. Let's give Him a hallelujah. He knows every need. I'm not giving you my needs. You already know the needs. I'm giving you my hallelujah. I'm giving you my faith-filled hallelujah. That you are able. So we're giving you our hallelujahs right now. We're giving you us right now. We're giving you the things right now, oh God. We're seeking you. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, as we present ourselves unto you. We ask that you will forgive us our sins, Heavenly Father, those known and unknown. Hallelujah. We ask that you will purify us, O God. We ask that you will wash us clean, O God. Wash us anew, O God. We thank you for blotting out, hallelujah, every iniquity, every transgression, everything that you find displeasing, everything, hallelujah, that every aroma that is not a sweet savor, hallelujah, that's a little bit stanky. Oh, Shonda, we ask, oh God, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Hallelujah. We come today, oh God, praising you. We come today, oh God, exalting you. We come today, hallelujah, glorifying you. We come today worshiping you. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We say hallelujah to your name. We praise you, hallelujah, before we even petition anything, O God. We praise you before we plead our case. We praise you before we present any problem. Hallelujah. Because you are able, O God, you are able and you are willing and you are ready to move on our behalf. So Heavenly Father, right now, we praise you. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence with us in our rooms, in our offices, in wherever we are right now. Thank you for your presence. Somebody say, thank you for your presence. Ah! He inhabits the praises of his people. We are praising him. Hallelujah. As we praise, he inhabits that place. Yes, hallelujah. And so therefore, in every place, amen, we need more Jesus and less us. Let us begin to praise. In every place, hallelujah, we need Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. Let us praise him. Every place we need Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, the one who is fighting on our behalf, protecting. Let us praise him in that place. In every place, we need Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Let us stand in that place, lie in that place, sit in that place, and praise him. We praise you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Just your mere presence begins to disturb and disrupt and change. Hallelujah. Just your mere word, the speaking of your word. Hallelujah. At the release of your word, everything must come into the obedience of your word. Everything must perform according to your word. And so, God, we thank you for releasing a word. I thank you for releasing your word on the matter, your word on the relationship, your word on the job status, your word, hallelujah, amen, regarding the health report. Your word, oh God, your word, let your word of peace be spoken to our minds. Let your word, hallelujah, of hope be spoken to our hearts. Let your word of restoration be spoken to our souls. Let your word of promise, hallelujah, be spoken, amen, in our hearing, to our ears. Let your word of vision be spoken to our eyes. Oh God, we say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Let your words, Lord God, let your word of life more abundantly. Let your word of ability. Let your word of success. Let your word, hallelujah, be spoken to us. Be spoken to every area of our life. I'm reminded. I'm reminded. Hold on, I gotta turn to it now because the Holy Spirit just brought it up. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gotta find it. I gotta find it. I gotta find it because I didn't have it prepared. Let's see. Where are we? Yes. At the mere speaking of your word, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, speak your word, Lord. Speak your word. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. At the mere speaking. At the mere speaking of your word, all has to shift into that word coming to pass. Listen, I'm going to read God, the Holy Spirit. This is nothing but the Holy Spirit. This is nothing, 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 nothing but the Holy Spirit. Because just as we were about to come on into this moment, the Lord just spoke now faith. He's saying now faith. In this passage that we are about to set our ears on and our eyes on and our mouth on and our heart on and our soul on, it's about faith. It's actually the Roman centurion who Jesus marveled at his faith spoke about his faith. He graded his faith and he got an A++. He said his faith was great. Somebody said, I'm walking in great faith in this season. Woo! Doubt gotta go. Unbelief, you gotta go. Shandabos. Faith. Listen, okay, Romans. Nope. It's the Roman centurion. Mika, you need to calm down. Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Ah, Jesus in the centurion's presence. The centurion in Jesus' presence. We are in Jesus' presence. Jesus is in our presence. That's where we need to be. I need to be in your presence all the time. Oh, I need to be in your presence. I need to be in your presence. We need to be in the presence of peace that surpasses all understanding. We need to be in the presence of a joy that is the joy of the Lord, that is our strength. In the midst of chaos and confusion, we are still able to have joy because we're walking by faith and not by sight. Ah! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm walking by your promise. We're walking by your promise. We're walking by your precepts. We're walking by your plan. We are agreeing and cooperating with you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Okay, let me take it down a notch. Let's read the word. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Okay, I know we got to keep reading, but I just have a Holy Spirit inspired question. Who are we running to? Who are we running to first? Who are we running to concerning our problems? Who are we running to concerning the thing? Who are we running to looking to help us? Who are we running to looking to console us? Who are we running to? What are we running to? Mm-hmm. We just need to stop on that. Who or what are we running to first? Oh, Shanda. And there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and heal you. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and make a way out of no way. And Jesus, hallelujah, saying unto us, I will come and provide for you. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will promote you. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will fix the issue. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will give you instruction. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will give you clarity. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will give you understanding. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will restore the years. Hallelujah, Rebasataya. And Jesus coming to us and saying unto us, I will come and fight your battle. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. And Jesus said unto us, I will come and I will avenge you. And Jesus said unto us, I will come. And you just sit and wait. And Jesus said unto us, I will come and perform my word. Ooh, yes, Shandaya. And Jesus saying unto us, I will come and I will give you peace. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word. There we go. Somebody say, speak the word, Lord. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word, Lord. Hallelujah. And I shall see that thing that we shall see that thing that we've been waiting for come to pass. Speak your word, God, and the lost shall be found. Speak the word, Lord, and the strife will be removed from my home. Speak your word, Lord, in this internal struggle and battle and confusion will be settled. Hallelujah. Speak your word, Lord. We need your word. We need your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that even right now, and even as I am speaking, that you are speaking to your sons and daughters, everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray that you are speaking to them. Speak to us hope. Speak to us faith. Speak to us, oh God, the idea. Speak to us, oh God, your plan. Speak to us, Heavenly Father. Speak to us, oh God, about the promise that you have for everyone under the sound of my voice. Speak, oh God. Ooh, I thank you. I thank you. I know he's speaking. I know he is. I know he is. I know he is. I know he is. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Pause. May we be in this season, not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Hallelujah. Doers of faith. Hallelujah. Speakers of faith. Hallelujah. Hearers of faith. Hallelujah. He said, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. Everything has to obey God. Everything has to obey God and God's word. Everything, 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 everyone, 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 everything, 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 everyone, everyone, everything is obeying God's word. God's word is coming to pass. God's word will not return unto him void. Let us be in agreement with his word, even if it seems so impossible. I'm agreeing with your word. Even if it, like, there's no evidence of it on the earth. There is nothing that's speaking to this word is coming to pass. I'm agreeing with your word, Lord. Even if I'm in, it's seemingly my life and the circumstances in direct opposition with the word. Aha, we're on target. I'm agreeing with the word. Say, agree with the word. I'm agreeing with your word. I'm agreeing. How can any two walk? How can any two agree? How can any two walk together unless they agree? That's what scripture says. How can I? I have to agree and conform to him. Not God conforming to me or what I see or what I know right now or what I understand right now. Or what I believe right now. Upgrade, Lord God, our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. And that comes with a warning. I hear the Holy Spirit. That comes with a warning. Sometimes the increasing of our faith comes with stepping out and seeing a fire and seeing a storm and seeing, amen, a disruption. And we got to stand in the midst of that. And speak to the mountain and speak to the thing and pray according to the word until we see it, until we feel it, until I'm touching it. Ah, Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Let's water this. Let's stop and water this the seeds that we just received with, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Oh, I pray that he's finding great faith at your address. I pray that he is finding great faith out of your mouth, hearing great faith out of our mouth. I pray, hallelujah, that when he sees us, he still doesn't see us, but he sees faith. I pray, hallelujah, faith is blanketing the circumstances, the situations, the issues. Hallelujah. I pray that faith, amen, is enveloping and blanketing, hallelujah, every place concerning us, concerning the things that we're putting our hands to, even our bank accounts, that Jesus, that the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, that they're seeing faith, they're seeing faith, they're seeing faith, they're seeing faith, they're hearing faith. Verse 11, and that we're causing Jesus to marvel. And I say unto you that many shall come. No, hold on. Yes. Do I want to read this? Uh-huh, I do. And thank you, Holy Spirit. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. That his belief, hallelujah, wasn't tainted by seeing his servant who was grievously tormented. His belief was greater and higher than the condition that he was laying his eyes on, that he was experiencing, that he was seeing. Let our belief be higher and greater and richer. Oh God, you are able. You are able. You are able and you are willing, hallelujah, and you are real and you hear us in this place and you are moving by your miracle signs and wonders and you are performing and you are doing your word, hallelujah, is breaking up the darkness, hallelujah, with light. Your word is establishing boundaries, healthy boundaries, hallelujah, where prosperity can happen and joy is vibrant. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for eradicating the chaos and the strife and the stress. We thank you, oh God, for disrupting the disease and the health issues with healing. We thank you, oh God, for opportunities of gainful employment. We thank you, oh God, for healing even the hardest of most impossible of things that man has given up on, oh God. We thank you that you haven't given up on when we have, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We speak and pray according to a now faith, oh God. We speak and we pray, hallelujah, according to your all things being possible with you, oh God. Woo, Jesus. Yes, you are able. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I thank you, oh God, for even bringing us into a closer relationship with you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us get closer to you in this season. Let our relationship with you, oh God, become even more real. Hallelujah. Realer than the relationships that we have on this earth. Hallelujah. Lord God, let our hearing of you become clearer and sharper. Let our discernment, oh God, and our focus, hallelujah, become like a sharp, like a laser focus, and a sharp discernment, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We ask for wisdom, hallelujah. Your word, the Bible says, scripture says that when we ask for wisdom, you will give unto us generously. Hallelujah. And so we're asking for wisdom. We're asking for wisdom. Wisdom regarding the relationship. Wisdom regarding our careers. Wisdom regarding our finances. Wisdom regarding our comings and goings. We ask for wisdom. Oh, we ask for wisdom. Oh, Solomon asked for wisdom. David's a son who became king after David. He asked for wisdom to do the job of king. And not only did God give him wisdom, he gave him riches. He gave him more than what he asked for. He gave him good decision making and good judgment. Hallelujah. Sound judgment. Give us sound judgment and an ability to make wise decisions. Hallelujah. Decisions based off of your word and not our feelings. Decisions based off of, hallelujah, your word and not our emotions in a moment. Decisions, sound decisions based off of your word. Hallelujah. And not our wanting to get back. Decisions based off of your word and not our own confidence, or decisions based off of your word and not our insecurities. Oh, yeah, by yonder, bosor de yonder. Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we have a worship break? Hallelujah. 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 We want to be closer to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need more of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Swallow us, Lord. Hallelujah. We need more of your love. Hallelujah. We need more of your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. We need more of your goodness, God. Hallelujah. We need more of your patience, Lord. Hallelujah. We need more of your faithfulness, God. Hallelujah. Fuel us up with your fruits, oh God. Hallelujah. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Transform us and make us more like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that's dispatched even right now, ministering to us in our left ear, right ear. Hallelujah. Giving us mouth to mouth, oh God. Resuscitating, hallelujah, those places where we have given up, wanting to give up, seemingly just stopped, and it's like it's over, or we feel like we can't move and go no more. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your angels encamped around us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your angels warring on our behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you for the angel of the Lord that's delivering blessing and delivering good news. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. May we be sensitive and available to however you are delivering your word, be it in our dreams, daydreams, night dreams, visions, hallelujah, through people, signs, however it is. May we be receptive. May we be sensitive. May we be attentive to. Ooh, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your word of change. Hallelujah. That things are changing. Hallelujah. In our favor. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I just got the image of like, when a parent is rocking their child to sleep. And so, God, I just thank you for blessing us with sweet sleep and blessing those who have has been experiencing sleep issues. Oh, God, I thank you for how you're correcting and changing that. We thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even teaching us the things that we need to do. What does it look like to be in now faith? How do we go about our day in a now faith? Thank you, Lord. Help us to stop throughout our days and remind us and remember us, be like, no, come on, let's give thanks now. Let's praise, just praise. Step away and pray. Okay. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, speak the word. I want to turn to Hebrews. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord. Look. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. That's where we are. We're at the throne of grace. And God says, come boldly, right? And I just think also he wants us to come expecting that as we pray, and that as we come to him, that he is coming and attending to. He's on it. He's on it. Before we even finish, he's on it. We thank you for the mercy. Thank you for having mercy on us. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for the grace to help in the time of need. We need your grace. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for remembering us, seeing and hearing, Lord God, the affliction, the oppression, the injustice, the trouble, the strife, the toil. We thank you, Heavenly Father, the pain. Oh, Lord, I thank you. The grief, the depression, the anxiety. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that in those places you're stirring it up and you're moving and you're changing that. That is temporary. That is not going to last always. Trouble does not last always. I hear even weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Even in this place, I gladly step back, hallelujah, and just enter a place of praise and trust and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. That's who we need to minister to us. Holy Spirit, minister to us right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's perfect that we don't see it. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the what? By the who? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let us stop. Lord, Holy Spirit, help us to stop looking and being so dependent and dictated by what we see, hear, feel, smell, taste. That makes me want to go to Genesis now, because we see that's just one of the places where we see what happens, the word effect, God, the effect of God's word, the power of God's word. Yes. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. This is impossible. God's word doing the impossible. Stretch our faith, enlarge the place of our faith. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard. Why are we acting, God, like things are too hard for you? Why are we acting, Lord, like things are impossible for you? Help us. That our faith identity, even a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, has grown, has transformed, is reflecting more heavenly. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay, let's just, a lot of us, I mean, I'm not going to assume, it doesn't even matter. We're going to read it like as if this is our first time reading it, okay? Amen. I should always, I'm speaking for me, not y'all, y'all on point. I should always approach the word like it's my first time. Like I don't know. So that I'm not missing. Or so that I'm not dull because of my own thinking I know something. Right? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth, verse 2, was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Whew. What's without form in our life? What is void in our life? What is darkness in our life? What is confusion in our life? What is chaos in our life? In internally or externally? What is hard in our life? What is impossible in our life? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God is with us. We may not feel him all the time. God is with us. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Look at. When he speaks, it is happening. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Mm-hmm. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Ooh. So let's get it. And when God speaks a word to us, that's it. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is disrupting, dividing, hallelujah, breaking up that darkness, that voidness, that emptiness, that loneliness, that troublingness. Mm-hmm. I just said that. Thank you, Lord. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. What does God call it? What does God call it? Are we calling it what God is calling it? What does God call you? Are we calling ourselves what God calls ourselves? What is God calling even the people, right? Are we calling them? Even the people, the children, the family, the partners, the spouses, whatever. Are we calling them what God is calling them? Lord, what do you call it? Let us call it that. What do you say it is? Let us say that. And not based off of what we're getting or what we're seeing or what we're feeling or what they're giving or what they're putting forth. Lord, what do you call it? We see, hold on, I'm going to stop right there, but we see and jump to like when Adam, God now gives him the same power to like speak and call the thing. And he calls the thing, I believe, aligned with God, aligned with Jesus, aligned with the Holy Spirit. That even when he saw Eve, he knew, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. May we have God's calling ability. May we walk in. We do have it. May we walk in it. May we speak to and call it what God is calling it. I call you blessed. I call you healed. I call you whole. I call it well. I call it well. I call it working out in your favor. I call you prospering. I call you homeowner. I call you business owner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I call you fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I call you the head and not the tail. I call you first, hallelujah, and not last. I call you above and not beneath. I call you favor. I call you wisdom. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this time in the spirit. We thank you for this time of being able to worship you in spirit and truth. I pray that you will be with each and every single person under the sound of my voice right now. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for moving on their behalf, supplying their every need and blessing them beyond what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. In Jesus' name. I see you guys next week. Hallelujah. Same time, same place. In the name of Jesus. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.